What's up, you guys? I'm Aldrick Liquel, and today I'm here with CJ, and this is Future Proof. So start by telling us, how did you come up with your name?
Feel me? So my name's CJ. I always been called CJ. It's my nickname, and I just rolled with it for the artist name. And, you know, it's spelled C-E-E-J-6-Y, and the 6 is just because the A was taken for the username. So that's really it.
Oh, the 6 is because the A was taken for you. Yeah, oh, okay. So that's why I was wondering, like, what was the 6 really for? Okay, okay. And how did you get started as an artist?
I made my first song on my phone in high school. It was an Uber Everywhere remix. It was biking everywhere because niggas would bike around everywhere. So I think that's, like, one of the first songs I made. But then I started going to the studio in, like, 2017 with my homie. And from there, I just kept going. And basically, it was really an outlet at first, but now I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really me.
All right. So you got really inspired by that first song that you was making, and you kind of just took off from there?
I wouldn't say that, but it was a little inspiring to see, you know what I'm saying, people singing it and shit like that. But
so the clout inspired you?
Nah.
Okay.
It was just cool to see that. But it was mostly hate, though.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas mocking it and shit.
Right.
But it's all good, though. That's how it should be.
Right, yeah. No, the hate be really loved, though.
For real, you know what I'm saying?
So if it don't matter how they singing it, whether they mocking it or not, as long as they singing it.
It's still tuned in.
Right. All right. Where are you originally from, though? Because I know you're not from Charlotte, right?
Mm-mm.
All right. So where are you from?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'm from a city called Medford. It's right outside of Boston.
Say that again?
A city called Medford. It's okay. Right outside of
Medford?
Boston. Yeah.
Okay. And what brought you to Charlotte?
We got a new crib.
Oh, so your family moved down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And how is being in the Carolinas, you think, influenced your career, your music?
I wouldn't say influence. Definitely not. I'm a do me regardless, but it's cool out here. It's calm. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Ain't been out here for too long, so I don't really know for real.
You really not? Okay.
Yeah,
so you ain't really checked the temperature right.
Yeah, ain't been outside for real. But okay. It's cool though for the most part.
How would you define your personal style and creative approach?
Shit. There's really no definition. That's just the way I live. Like, wake up, put it on. You feel me? Talk that talk, walk that walk. Feeling, I don't know. I don't have.
Is it all about getting to it?
Is it all about getting to it?
Uh-huh.
Shit, I gotta get to it. But
right.
Even on a day I'm not getting to it, you know what I'm saying? I'ma still put whatever on, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be me though, so it's still gonna be fly.
Right.
So let's put whatever on for real.
All right.
But yeah.
So I know you early in your career, but are there some significant milestones that you are proud of or achievements?
There are. There is 2, I would say, last year, while I was out here, I dropped 2 mixtapes, one called Elevated.
Okay.
And then the other one called Too Elevated.
Okay.
And my homeboy, Givenchy, he made all the beats. And my little brother, he drew the cover art on that, so y'all should check that out.
Definitely.
Few videos on there. But yeah, we made that from scratch, and then we released it, so that's just pretty dope to me.
All right.
That's a milestone. We dropped 2 mixtapes last year.
I was going to ask you, what's a project that you're proud of? Is that a project, like the project?
I would say Too Elevated. I want to make more videos, but I don't know a lot of spots out here. You feel me?
Right.
But I'm definitely proud of those.
Right. Have you looked into any of like the studios around the area?
I've been to one. It's actually around the way from here. It's calm.
Okay. I'm going to plug Pier Space right quick because that's this where I got this studio.
Yeah.
And looking on there, I see a lot of creative studios where artists like yourself can use to create the type of video, like mainstream looking video. So I think you should look into that.
Or Pier Space.
Yeah, definitely. Has there been any surprising moments where you learned something about yourself?
It's hard to put in words, but shit, I learned I'm the only nigga that can do this shit.
Okay.
Feel me?
I like the confidence. Are there any failures that ended being valuable lessons for you?
Yes, a few. But
give
it's in the
past.
It's in the one. Okay, I made a music video, you know what I'm saying, for this song I dropped called Man in the Mirror. And the videographer basically just ran off of the bread. We shot the video all day, and then the nigga just went ghost.
Oh,
so
wow.
I guess one lesson.
You haven't seen him yet?
Nah.
So you shot the whole video, paid for it, mm-hmm. but it hasn't been cut yet. Basically.
Nah. This was a couple years ago.
Well,
yeah.
Years ago?
Yeah.
Wait, he's not active on social media and stuff?
That nigga moved out the state. It wasn't just to me though. You feel me?
Oh, he was doing that to a lot of people.
Yeah, but it was unexpected. Nobody knew he was gonna do that. I already shot a few videos with him.
Okay.
So it was just weird, to be honest. But I guess just know who you're working with. I didn't really know who that man was. It was really middleman shit. So I would say the most valuable lesson is to trust your gut, trust yourself.
Right.
And know who you're working with, I guess. But mainly trust yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't really doing that for a grip. And since I've been isolated out here and shit, I feel like I learned a lot about myself, you feel me? And I've been listening to myself more. And back home, I was just kind of lost in the sauce. And I still be lost in the sauce a little bit, but gotta stay focused.
Yeah, you gotta lock in, for sure. How do you define success for yourself?
Success for me is doing something, having a goal and achieving. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just because you hit the goal don't mean stop. You know, you're still gonna have more goals as you go.
Right, you add on top of it.
And elevate, yeah. So reaching your goals, making music, and take action. And what's the word I'm looking for here? Just finishing what you say you're gonna do. Stand on business, you feel me?
Right. Finish what you started.
Finish what you started.
Ms. Tabitha Brown said, finish what you started. Where do you see yourself in a year from now?
In a year from now, honestly, I just been focused on the present moment. I ain't really been thinking in a year from now, but I guess I would say
before
more.
Before you say that, how old are you?
24,
okay. That's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, though, in a year from now, I would have more free time. I would be traveling and I'd be shooting videos and probably shows.
Are videos your favorite part of the creative process as an artist?
Nah.
Because you talk a lot about videos.
I don't even.
Outside of this, when we spoke outside of it, you talk a lot about videos.
You know what I'm saying? Videos are hard because it's not really one of my favorite. I mean, you know what I'm saying? A part of the artist stuff, you know what I'm saying? I want to be in movies and shit, act. That shit would be cool. I always had that in here, but I never really, approached
Pursued
it.
Pursued it. Okay.
Exactly, yeah. But in terms of music videos, though, it's just, I be trying to paint what's in my brain in real life, but in terms of locations and things like that, I just don't got it all unlocked right now. That's just right now, though.
Right.
But it's fun, though, to make videos, to make music videos, so it's
especially
cool.
In the age we live in, because we live in a social media age, so I feel like it's almost like you have to make some type of visual to go along with your music so that people are more attracted to it. And then people tend to engage more when they can see the face and the personality along with, you know, the music.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. What are some unique challenges you faced as an artist?
One of them right now is I've been starting to try to record on my own at the crib, but whenever I be locking in, it'd be some little issue or problem, and then that should be throwing me off all the way.
You gotta push through it.
Yeah.
Like,
so
you being late today, I had to push through that.
Yeah, my fault.
Yeah, you good.
Yeah, but and then when I get stuck. Yeah, my fault.
No, you good.
Yeah,
I promise you.
When I get stuck, though, I just be like, damn. And then I tend to do other shit. Like, I just forget about it. I don't forget about it. It be in the back of my head, but
yeah,
I got other shit to get done, too.
You got other shit. Right, I got you.
But yeah, that. And I guess I fuck with the studio out here, but I'm trying to find some more.
Okay.
Lisa said.
All right, so I know you're young. Being a young artist, how do you typically manage like limited resources in your work? And when I say limited resources, I mean like funding, connections and stuff like that, and you know, like the tools that you need.
So I fund everything myself. I'ma always find a way. And when it comes to, you said connecting?
Connections.
Yeah. I'm more outgoing now, so you feel me? Yeah. I feel like if I want something, I'ma speak on it, speak about it. And then someone's gonna know somebody or they're gonna be that person. But either way, as long as you say that you want something or talk about it, I feel like it's gonna come to you.
Gotcha.
So
okay. Law of attraction.
Yeah.
And you said, I heard you mention just now that you said you're more outgoing now. Was that a challenge for you growing into being more outgoing and present?
No, I was always more outgoing, but I would say I would keep a mask on a lot of my thoughts. But not really, for real, but I feel like more, I just really just say, I let my mind talk.
What role does self-doubt play in your journey and how do you overcome it?
That's a lovely question. So for real, like, I don't know when, but I don't know. I just started thinking different. But self-doubt, it's just...
Give us one example of a self-doubt moment and you overcoming it.
Okay, I would say... so, right? I would say this, you know, for example, let's say I'm in the car with someone and we play music. Or I'm just, yeah, yo, for my music. Nah, I'm never doubtful about that. I don't have an example off the top of my head, but let's say...
Go with the one about the music.
Okay, where...
When somebody, like, not really wanting to fuck with your music, how does that feel? And how do you push past that? That's a good one.
It's really whatever.
Because I feel like a lot of new artists, especially rappers, go through that. Especially with their friends and family and people that they feel should, you know, at least give them a try and try to support them. I feel like that can, you know, do something to your confidence a little bit.
Word. You know, I guess at first, I know everybody ain't tuned in, so it's really whatever. I guess I don't really care, but I guess my homies were saying they was tuned in. But it wasn't really tuned in, you know what I mean? I would feel some type of way. Not for real, though. But now,
it's
I really don't give
a... like a thing that you note, really. Yeah. It's not like it's something that you consume into yourself. You note it.
A little, yeah. But I feel like, just a little note. Nothing crazy, though. But now, you feel me? I just don't even care, like... Because I know my shit's fire. So... When I put on my shit, for the most part, people be rocking with it. But I feel like if someone don't fuck with it, it's because they just don't fuck with me, to be honest. Okay. End of the day.
That's fair.
But you know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
I don't really care, though.
That's fair. Okay, so have you ever experienced a moment where you felt like giving up? And what kept you going?
And what
kept me going?
Nah, I can never give up.
Got you. We're going to move right on. What's the most difficult feedback you've ever received and how did it shape you?
Feedback? Word. I guess in like 2019, when I was recording, my cousin used to be around in the stool. And he would like, you know what I mean, help me with the sound, with my sound. Because I feel like, I don't feel like, but he observed that I would just be talking when it came to like rapping and shit. I would just be talking in the mic and I wouldn't be fully in it, if that makes sense. But he just told me to like play with it more, be more loose. And he would try things and show me things to do. And then now sometimes engineers even do that too, but you know what I'm saying? I try it, see what it sounds like, it's cool. But yeah.
I got a question. Professional question about your particular industry. What's the difference between an engineer and a producer?
So an engineer,
I don't know the answer to this question. That's why I'm asking.
You know what I mean? So I'm just the artist, but in my eyes, an engineer is someone who mixes
works the board.
Yeah, works the board, mixes the music, and makes it sound official. A producer is someone who makes the beats.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, okay. I knew the difference between that. I did know the difference.
No, it's good to double check. You feel me?
Yeah, I did know that. Okay.
Hell yeah.
How do you stay inspired and continue to innovate in your field?
Shoot. Lately, I just been off social media and really just
been. That's a good one because I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's kind of a good one for staying inspired because sometimes people tend to mimic or emulate what they see.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just been off social media. I've been just more present with life and just appreciating life because, dog, bruh, a lot of people take a lot of shit for granted, but I'm just grateful. Like, you know, I just woke up today. I have a car.
Yes, yes.
You know, like, fly, like, healthy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just grateful, dog. But the inspiration, though, it comes from, I would say, my inner child and my family and my friends and, like, people who are not here anymore in my dreams and shit. But inspiration, I'm inspired every day.
I don't think I ever hear people say that. Like, they inspired by, you know, the people that have left them behind and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing. People, I feel like most people are, but I feel like they failed to mention that.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. If money and resources were not an issue, what's a dream project or idea that you would want to be involved in?
That's very broad, but.
Okay, let me restate the question.
Yes, sir.
If money and resources weren't an issue, what's a dream project you'd pursue?
Probably. Is it just one project?
One project.
Probably
it could be go ahead.
Probably a tour, like across the world, and vlog it, and make videos along the way, and I would say drop an album before it, and then one during it. So it's a lot of music for the tour, and more during the tour, and you know, say like that traveling. But I don't know what the name of the project would be. It would just be how I'm living. You know, but I would say a global tour.
A global tour.
Yeah.
Who manages you? You self-manage?
Yes.
Okay. I just asked that because I was wanting, like, that's a doable thing. Have you ever tried, like, marketing yourself, like, pushing yourself out to find bookings and stuff in different areas?
Not heavy on it at the moment.
No?
But, nah. Okay. All right, nah.
Well, you at a good point. You building up your, you know, your catalog and your videos. And so, you know, one brick at a time.
Mm-hmm. Day by day.
Day by day. All right. I like that. What's the most significant personal sacrifice you've made to pursue your dreams?
Honestly, I don't know, but I do know I sacrificed a lot, though.
Time,
energy. But, you know, yeah. But I feel like that's given.
Given. I thought that it's the same thing.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
Mm-hmm. Of course. What's the most significant personal sacrifice you've made to pursue your dreams?
Trust? Yeah. Trusting people. Trusting around people.
Right.
But.
Like you said, would you? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. That's about it. Just not listening to myself.
Right.
That's really right.
Sometimes you can't abandon your own trust just because you really want to make some stuff happen for you. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people don't realize that when you're pursuing a dream, that's one of the, you know what I'm saying? things that you have to learn to navigate and trust yourself and your own instincts. Because people will do whatever to you. That's good for you, that you got that type of mindset at such a young and early age. How do you navigate balancing your creative goal with personal relationships and family?
I just got to balance my... Like I said, I've been being more present. And lately, when it comes to the creative goals, I just been chilling, for real. But I don't really got a lot. I don't feel... There's nothing like I'm really, you know, going... I'm not really going for nothing right now, but I am dropping an EP on the 24th. But as far as family, we cool. I feel like I could be a better sibling, though.
You feel like you are...
Not abandoned.
You put a lot of your work first. I feel like as men, we sometimes feel like we have to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
What you think?
And I'm the oldest, so kind of.
I don't mean to get too in your business, but is your father present?
Nah.
Okay, so that, and you're the oldest, right?
Yeah.
Right, so that essentially makes you the man of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that is a tough road to navigate and balance, especially at such a young age. So I commend you for that. However you're doing it, the fact that you're going after something and trying to go after something that can bring much more to your family is commendable enough. All right, so what does a typical day look like for you, and how do you stay productive?
So I wake up. This is just lately, you know what I'm saying? I just changed the routine. But as of the last few weeks, though, I just wake up, shower, skin routine, whatever, make food.
What you eat?
Shoot. For breakfast, I be like, you know, just be some eggs, bacon, toast, some light shit. But, you know, I be making pasta, burgers, nothing crazy. But I'm trying to learn more recipes, though.
Okay.
It be smacking, though, you feel me? But, yeah. What else, though? Lately, I've been... working out in the morning. I'm not in the gym right now. I'm about to start going back, but I've been banging out my 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. And then I've been trying to go jogging like 15 minutes a day just because, like, I don't know.
Do you feel like physical, being physical helps you stay more focused?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say being off my phone lately, it just... makes my brain work. Like, social media be frying y'all niggas' brains. No cap.
No, for real.
Like,
for real. Some people so engulfed in that world,
yeah,
that they just, and then they start to center their lives around it, and that love, that instant gratification, and getting that high. So, yeah. Okay. So, what advice would you give to someone who feels stuck in their creative journey?
I would say, dog, you need to try something new.
When you say try something new, do you mean try a new path, career path, or try something new within what you're doing?
I would just say with yourself. If you're stuck, like, I would just say just relax, like, just chill.
It's kind of like what you said just now. Sometimes it's good to unplug from whatever you're taking in so that you can have time with yourself to realize what it is that you want to do or what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
And then once you do that, I feel like it's just going to click and then you're going to know what you need to do. And it's up to you if you actually want to do that.
I'm going to say this. People always wonder why people like Beyonce don't follow nobody else because she don't want to be influenced by anybody. She is the influence. I always use her as an example of that because people would think that it's narcissism, but not really, because your creativity can be clouded and you start doing what was trending.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not the trendsetter no more because you're mimicking what's already a trend. You're not. And I always say this about influencers. You cannot be an influencer mimicking what's already a trend. You have to create the trend.
That's a good sauce right there. I feel that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of people that think they're influencers but have influenced nothing. You just perpetuating a trend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You making the person that really started it, you validating the person that really started it. Okay. Are there any personal habits, rituals, or routines that help you stay focused or grounded? Now, we talked about physical activity a little bit. Anything else?
I've been reading.
Oh, okay.
I've been reading.
Okay. I mean, we ain't gonna say that other
stuff. I've been reading lately. Okay. Habits. I would say, I could say what? One habit, I guess. It's a mix. But it's with the weed though. But before I was smoking, I feel like I would just be smoking, just smoke, get high, whatever. But now I feel like I just smoke productive. So
some people can break that pivot. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same for everybody. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
It's not. It's definitely not. But yeah, reading, it definitely helps me lock in. It's cool. I started reading this book, Become a Supernatural. I fuck with it.
All right. Okay, what's something that you've learned about yourself through your work that you didn't know before?
That I know about myself through my work I didn't know before? Mm-hmm. I guess I could say that I be evolving through time.
Yeah.
So everything just be, it don't be sounding the same, you know what I'm saying, as I grow. Even outside of music, everything just elevates. But
right.
So the main thing is I'm not stagnant. So
future proof.
Yeah.
That's literally the purpose of the show. Like to talk to people about, you know, evolution, mm-hmm. and making sure that they creating something that gonna stand the test of time. So I like to hear you say that. Talking to the future. So in the future, this will be proof.
1,000.
What's the message that you want to share with other creators? Or dreamers?
Or dreamers?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Just do it with love, fam. That's it. Do it with your heart.
All right. All right, so if you could ask the audience one question, what would that be? The viewers.
Y'all tune into my music and what tape? Let me know what tape y'all think is better, Elevated or Too Elevated. Yeah.
And our next question and last question is, how can our listeners connect with you, support your work, and get involved in your journey?
For now, I would just say follow me on Instagram, follow me on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, subscribe. Just follow me because I got a lot of stuff in the vault and I'm just making more stuff that's going to be releasing soon. I think I'm going to make like some hoodies. You could wear that to support it, some merch. Not crazy. Some light for right now. Y'all can wear that, support. Yeah, just tune in. Feel me? Actually listen to what I'm saying. I'll just be hearing that shit. But yeah. And be yourself.
All right. Say your Instagram, your handles and all that so they can get to you.
My Instagram, all that. It's CEEJ6Y right here.
Oh.
And
good deal.
That's literally, that's it on everything. So, again, that's CEEJ6Y. And
across all platforms.
Yes, sir. We out here, though. CJ out here. All
right, CJ, I'm going to have to thank you so much for coming out and doing this interview with me. It was actually a really good interview. I don't know why I'm saying actually, like I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting this to be a really good interview because of your personality and just how confident you are in your brand. And, you know, I like motion. I like movement. And I love seeing people pursuing their dreams and goals and doing it unafraid. Even if you are, you know, you don't show it. And, you know, that's, you know, an empowering thing. You know what I'm saying? So thank you so much for coming to Future Proof. You're my first guest. God bless you.
Appreciate
you. And your journey ahead. And we all going to be watching and supporting you moving forward. All right. But this is Future Proof. I'm Aldrick Lee Kell, and we out of here.
We out here.